Exhaustion crept over Ashlyn Kelly's body, but she ignored it, pushing it deep down where she knew it would stay until she found time to actually take care of it. Much like she ignored the fact that her feet had gone numb about 2 hours ago in her red-soled stilettos, and how her back ached enough that she knew it would take at least 3 hour-long massages to get out the kinks. Of course, by the time she arranged appointments with her massage therapist, she'd need even more hours with him, and she'd be down another pair of shoes. But she'd closed the damn deal. Nothing could take that away from her. Not even blisters on her feet and a throbbing temple or two, or even the muggy Atlanta air. She'd spent her life working countless hours and barely sleeping while dealing with condescending men in business suits. Guys who traveled on Mondays to get to out-of-town business meetings while laughing far too loudly and looking at her legs rather than her face before flying back home Friday evenings with even more leers. She dealt with them during her meetings, as they called her, honey, and flashed them her patented icy glare when they gave her their coffee orders before every conference or panel instead of treating her like an equal. She'd gotten her MBA while working 2 jobs and dealt with men who only looked at her for her tits and pins, their words, not hers, not her brain. Now she was the CFO of a Forbes 500 company and kicking genuine ass, at least this week. So yes, her feet hurt, and she had a headache from hell, but there were no mediocre men with fat egos around to piss her off. Only she had a feeling as soon as she walked back into the hotel lobby, she'd be surrounded by those blowhards in suits and loosened ties. She'd been in the conference center across the street most of the day, and rather than walk the extra mile to use the covered bridge that connected the 2 buildings, she'd opted to go outside and breathe some fresh air for what felt like the first time in weeks. Between meetings, panels, lunches on the premises, and dinners that had for some reason only occurred in the revolving restaurant on site, she'd spent her entire week breathing hotel and conference room air. As soon as her crosswalk light turned green, Ashlyn inhaled a deep breath and almost choked. It was a little too humid and damp at the moment for that kind of breathing, and she knew the underneath layers of her hair were starting to curl. That was why she'd spent the days inside rather than out. Her throat might be dry and her skin in need of some serious lotion time thanks to the acrid air of the hotel, but her hair and makeup had stayed in place for the 10 hours she needed it to throughout the day. At the moment, however, she didn't give a damn how she looked. She'd made the deal, gotten her company's name in the hands of the few people at the event who didn't know about them, and had even impressed the good old boys who thought her a stripper rather than their potential rival.